Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Of the three nations hosting this World Cup, there's only one that lives and breathes football. At a junior club in a working-class area of Mexico City, players emulate their favourite national team stars, but they won't get to watch them play in person. Vanessa Dominguez says her son would love to see his idols.
Para ellos sería una experiencia.
For them, it could be a wonderful experience, even better, because it's happening in their country. Imagine that. It could be wonderful. But the prices are excessive, so unfortunately, it is sad. Very sad.
Muy triste.
It was a very different situation the last time the World Cup was held in Mexico. The 1986 tournament was an enormous success and saw one of the most infamous moments in football history. The so-called Hand of God goal by Maradona.
Maradona's there, raises a mugshot. And does that goal going to be allowed?
Francisco Orvanos was there, having skipped work to watch the match.
Maradona was incredible. And I can have words to describe in that moment when Argentina wins that match.
This time, he's been priced out of his passion.
And I can go because the tickets was very, very expensive. I think that the FIFA is going to kill the football, the worldwide football.
In the final ballot release of tickets, a single seat for the opening match would set you back between $1,800 to $2,500 Australian dollars. And on average, group stage tickets at the Azteca Stadium are more expensive than any other venue. FIFA's boss Gianni Infantino defending the pricing strategy.
If you sell it at a lower price point in this particular market, it would have gone, which is perfectly legal in this country, in secondary markets at much, much, much higher prices. And where would the money go then? Well, to those who organize secondary market or black market activities and not to football.
FIFA's critics see it very differently. Rodrigo Marquez Tizano is a Mexican football writer.
Infantino has gone crazy. Now that FIFA sees the fan, the aficionado, the hincha, like a client, not as a part of the game anymore.
Will you be going to any of the games?
No, and I'm not nuts. I'm nowhere near to pay that crazy and stupid amount of money to go to a match. Like, what's happening? Like, pay that, you buy their food, you buy their drinks, you buy their... I'm not making these guys richer than they are.
Adding to the unusual nature of this tournament is the fact the co-hosting countries aren't exactly getting along. Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, is walking a political tightrope, with Donald Trump declaring he may not renew a critical trade deal and threatening airstrikes against cartels on Mexican soil. Political analyst Juan Carlos Baron Pastor thinks the relationship could worsen still.
I think that if U.S. government could be more hostile, they would. And the World Cup is helping that they cannot be that openly or hostile as they would like to, I think.
You think that the fact they're co-hosting the World Cup means they've had to tone down the language towards Mexico?
I think so.
Mexico is using the tournament to differentiate itself from its northern neighbour, making a point of welcoming guests from all countries, while the United States has refused visas to some Iranian support staff and Africa's top referee.
We're working on it very closely to make sure the right people come into our country.
FIFA's boss insists his hands are tied.
We don't control everything. We'll try, we'll discuss, we'll speak, we will see. Maybe sometimes it's good as well to just, chill, relax.
Despite the various controversies, there is still plenty of enthusiasm on the ground here. A football-mad country ready to cheer on El Tricolor and show Mexico puts on a party like no one else. In Mexico City, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.